I know a lot of people who look forward to their high school reunions, others who dread them, and still others who avoid them like the plague. My brother falls squarely into the third category. As he says, if I was that eager to see you, why would I have waited 5 years? Now that we have Facebook, we already know who's gained weight and who's gone bald, so what else do we really need to see? Maybe that's why attendance for reunions nationwide has dropped dramatically. I, for one, like reunions. Yes, high school is often traumatic, a time when I could actually think everybody really was focused on my bad hair day, because what else could possibly be more important? But on the whole, I liked high school. I liked most of my classes, from home building to humanities. I had great teachers, and I made lifelong friends. But a high school reunion can test all those things and throw us back into the same traumatized state we fell into the first time. One friend, a tough, popular guy in high school, has skipped all our reunions, he told me, out of fear. Despite my peer pressure, he did not show up for this one either. I can understand why. At our 5-year reunion, we were just older versions of our high school selves, who still hadn't really done anything. We got better each successive reunion, but too often simply replaced our status as football heroes and homecoming queens with our new cars, careers, and kids' accomplishments. Given the depth of the actual interactions, we could have achieved the same effect by exchanging our resumes, like baseball cards. But at the 30th, we were more interested in each other than ourselves. Yes, we talked about kids and careers, but simply to bring each other up to date, not to brag, often adding the self-effacing story in the process. Once we got past the surface, we quickly learned that no one's life had gone according to plan, no one's, and we all had some dreams dashed along the way. It's made us better people. The whole night, I didn't hear anybody talk about their glory days, but I did hear a lot of stories about the stupid things we did during those 3 very intense years, from bizarre dance moves to Peter Frampton hairdos to powder blue tuxedos. Yes! We played our music from the classic Brick House to the very first rap songs. Your kids call them oldies. We call them high school. Good luck explaining Grandmaster Flash and the Furious 5. One friend had the bright idea of bringing her yearbooks, and not just from high school, but junior high too. If high school could be a bit strange, junior high was the Mount Everest of awkward, every day a trial. In these yearbooks, we wrote things like, "Have a bomb summer," and "Don't ever change." Are you kidding me? Don't ever change? In 8th grade, I was probably 5'2", maybe 80 pounds, with the occasional death-defying pimple in the middle of my forehead. I was certain everybody in the school had stopped their lives to discuss in great detail. Don't ever change? There was nothing about me I did not want to change. But all these years later, just about everything has changed, thank God. Heck, I'm now a strapping 5'8". Not bragging, just saying. At a 30th reunion, when someone says, "You haven't changed," that doesn't sound so bad after all. But watching our parents, we know more changes are coming. As a consolation prize, I still have my hair, so that's something. But we'll see how long that lasts. But maybe my hair, then and now, isn't so important after all. Perhaps the main thing is to connect. And that's what we did Saturday night. It's a simple thing, but it does something very profound to us, bringing us back to our first friends and our original selves. It was in high school I started learning what I really cared about, what I didn't, and how to be true to myself even when it cost me. I gained a new respect for that guy, who was braver than I'd remembered, and knew a few things his older self had almost forgotten. I, for one, look forward to our next high school reunion.